Federal Bureau of Investigation is clearly using the Ohio prison system to rig the 2016 presidential election. The FBI is so completely and absolutely terrified of the possibility of a Shaun Swain presidency, they have directed prison officials to suspend all of my communications permanently. Everything else is smoke and mirrors. It's all about 2016 and preventing me from becoming president. You can't really blame them, I guess. A federal court has declared me a unique security threat, so it's pretty easy for the FBI to reasonably conclude that I'm the single greatest danger they've ever faced. And if somehow I got elected president, well, that would be the immediate death of civilization. They can't let that happen. No doubt the FBI has gotten together with representatives from the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency, likely in that underground bunker where Dick Cheney still secretly runs the world, and they all came to the same conclusion. Anybody but Swain. And so, the communications ban. Smart move on their part. Consider the political climate and landscape that's developing. In both corporate hierarch political parties, you've got some shakeups. It would appear that the vast majority of this domesticated hierarch population is in the midst of a kind of electoral rebellion, openly rejecting the status quo that's been offered in election cycle after election cycle. It would appear that everyone is disillusioned with the same old candidates and the same old solutions. On the Democratic side, we're seeing a real surge from Bernie Sanders, a guy who is an open and admitted socialist. Yeah, the establishment of the corporate Democratic Party is on the verge of being overtaken by a commie with the popular support of what used to be the Democratic base. Then on the other side, Republicans are supporting non-politicians who are presenting themselves as insurgents in the process to bring about radical changes. You've got Trump and Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina pretty much rounding out the top three. Now, the politics of Sanders, Trump, Carson, and Fiorina aside, the point is that the American electorate is seeking someone to radically transform a system they believe to be broken. Everyone senses that something needs to be done. The system as it is needs to be rejected, and they're all seeking a solution. While the vast majority of deluded hierarch voters may not know exactly what the problem is or know what the solution is, they know the current reality really sucks. And so, given voters' seeming mutiny, it's absolutely essential that the FBI keeps the duct tape across my mouth until the election cycle is over. Just imagine if I was able to procure video, audio, and print media that fully explains the precarious situation that confronts us, or if I could give a fuller, more complete deconstruction of the current systems that reduce all of us to slaves dragging stones up the side of the pyramid, how those who assume the right to rule have hijacked our lives and our future, and how the real solution is a complete rebellion against hierarchy in its entirety, the abolition of the United States. Imagine if I could talk to millions of voters who are down with the throwing the bums out, and I could convince them to throw the bums out forever. Imagine if that message resonated. Voters would come to a kind of consciousness that they are each individually part of a massive, vast, disempowered, alienated population of the swindled and abused. So whether I would really get elected or not, something would remain smoldering and millions, perhaps, would have a sense that the problem is bigger and the solution is more radical than elected politics can address, a growing rage and love and hope. The illegitimacy of the hierarch pathology is one of those things that when you finally see it, you can never unsee it again. So exposing millions of malcontents to a fuller analysis of the vast crime being committed against us and what's at stake would create a situation where there's no talking everyone into returning to their assigned seats. One way or another, civilization would be over. So to save the world, it's necessary to get around these FBI-imposed obstacles. I'm currently finishing up my platform, a detailed plan for how to completely disassemble the United States and the global capitalist system, which would be my goals when elected president. I'm calling my presidential platform Dumpster Fire, the Death of Civilization in 2016. We need to get my campaign t-shirts in info shops across the country. Want to dance naked around a bonfire where the District of Columbia used to be? Vote for me in 2016. This is anarchist presidential candidate and Ohio governor in exile, Sean Swain, from somewhere inside the Ohio torture complex. And I approved this message. You can write to Sean Swain at his new address by directing it to Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.